Meanwhile, Pakistan has announced a new plan of action to counter the growing threat of terrorism. Days after a massive terrorist attack killed scores of school children in the northwestern city of Peshawar. The new plan has been approved at a multi-party conference held in the capital, Islamabad.
Pakistan is still reeling from the recent massive terror attack on a military-run school in Peshawar. The attack that killed 132 children has compelled Pakistan's top political and military leaders together to discuss how to tackle terrorism. After a day-long meeting in the capital, Islamabad, Pakistani authorities agreed to establish military courts for the speedy trial of terror suspects and create a special counter-terrorism force. Defending the new plan, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says an extraordinary situation calls extraordinary measures.
Terrorism is a cancer-like disease, and history will never forgive us if it is not treated now. The responsibility rests on all of us, and we have to take tough decisions against those who want to rip the country apart, those who are killing innocent children and have no mercy in their hearts.
The rising threat of terror has also forced political leaders to set aside their differences. Imran Khan, who until recently was seeking the ouster of current Prime Minister, has backed government efforts to fight terrorism.
The whole nation is facing terrorism. So against terrorism, everybody, every political party, every segment of civil society is agreed, is on same page, and all they are agreed that the time has come that there should be a big, hard action against terrorism.
Pakistan's judiciary also swung into action as it decided to give top priority to terrorism-related cases after the Peshawar incident. The judiciary has been accused in the past of doing little to prosecute terror suspects. Peshawar massacre is seen as a turning point moment in Pakistan's fight against terrorism. There has been consensus among the civil and military leaders to neutralize this threat, but they know that there is a tough road ahead to achieve this goal. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.